Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kurt Hansen, founder of S3 Productions, and today we are doing something unique. I have 14 guests on my show. We're at the Shure High School here in Montebello, and we're here with the, as we like to refer to, His Highness, the Mighty Klein, Garth Klein, who is the electronics instructor and Skills USA advisor, and the man, the myth, the legend. And so, Garth, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to do today?
Yes, today we'll be covering my advisory meeting with Professor Wayne Templeton, one of my advisors, and also with Kurt Hahn, president and CEO of SG Productions. And along the route, we'll be interviewing some of my students and find out what they want, so what their interests are, how we can help them progress and Skills USA, which is also one of my advice for that club.
Skills USA is what, for those who don't know?
Skills USA is a national organization between academic, business, and educators, which we promote the idea of graduation. CTE, for those that aren't aware of that, we promote the next group.
Which is why Jane is here, because she's with IEBW. Okay, there's a local number, if I remember right. Local 11? Grace Yola just walked in. She's the CTE guru of gurus up here at Shure High School, and knows everything there is to know about career education. And your kids are all competing in what?
Competing in housewiring and also is a prime.
Okay. So let's start off with Jonathan, right? Jonathan is the?
I'm the president of Skills USA at my chapter at Shure High School.
Okay.
And Jonathan.
Jonathan.
John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Now, before you do that, Garth, this is also your advisor meeting, so if you want to kind of go do your thing, and if you want to send them over as a let the conversation go where it goes. Hey, Jonathan, sit down, please. Okay, you're the chapter president here. How many people in your chapter?
It depends. It varies on the meeting.
Okay.
Some are unable to do meetings after school because they have extracurriculars.
Okay. So what made you choose electronics/housewarming?
I've always been interested in electronics and technology in general because really fun and interesting career.
Okay. And what grade are you in, sir?
I'm a junior.
A junior, which means you can technically compete now for 2 years, right? And this is your first year of competition?
Yes.
Okay, what are you looking forward to, having never done this before?
Look forward to experiences I make and hopefully connections I can make.
Connections. Yeah, you'll meet a lot of people there. Okay. So, where do you want to take your club? You're the president. Where do you want to go?
What do you mean by what?
What direction y'all want to get? What direction do y'all want to go?
Well, at this club, I first go, we want to nurture their knowledge in this field so we can persevere.
Is there anybody here, a second-year competitor? Ah, we do have one. Okay. Come on over here, sir. No, you stay there. You're still the head dude in charge. Your name, sir? I'm talking to the Carlos. You're a second-year competitor?
Yes.
Okay. And for what, electronics? Okay, why the switch? Just because? Klein said so. Yeah, Klein has that reputation. He says that everybody jumps. Okay, house wiring. You a junior or senior?
Sophomore.
Oh, that's even better. You have the opportunity now of competing 4 years. Okay. So house wiring, be careful now. The lady with IBEW is right behind you. She's big into house wiring. Okay. So what do you hope to accomplish? Besides taking it all and winning big. Jump in here for just a minute. Okay. We're going to kind of let this conversation go. Okay. Don't go away. Okay. For IBEW, you have a sophomore here who's interested in house wiring, going to go to Skills USA. What advice would you give him, Jane?
Let's start
utilizing your safety, you have the opportunity to start developing your style, learning more and new technology, because every year there's new technology, not just the tools, but the devices you're putting in, internet access, security, computers, cell phones, and it's all throughout the house, and it's separate from college.
You know, I didn't know that. This is all news to me.
That's
all
in your high school, upscale houses.
Oh, okay.
So you see that. And it's in the, when you upgrade homes.
No, I didn't know that.
So when is it then?
And 3-4 years now. And every year it gets more fine-tuned, more people are utilizing more internet access, monitoring homes, cameras from a distance. Nannying sometimes with our kids, unfortunately. But it's a way of staying involved and keeping track of everything at home and integrating music, security, telephone, and cable with the internet.
So you want to do housewarming, right? You see a future? That's a good thing. We have set out to do, just by the fact of this, we have set out to do what we wanted to do. Mr. Klein, you said you had a couple of cabinet members you'd like to talk to? Okay, let's do one at a time.
Now we're actually involved in a pathway. It's a presentation at SBA of Marvel Unified District here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, introduce yourself, sir, please. Okay, we have a slight detour here. That's the beauty of live radio. Presentation about all this great and wonderful stuff. Hey, tell us about it. Tell us who you are and what you did that was so cool. Don't be bashful.
Okay, my name is Donovan. I'm a junior here.
Got to speak up.
We mostly showed the basics of how to use Ohm's Law and how we apply it in life. We presented in front of the board of district.
The district school board?
Yes, district school board.
Were they impressed?
Yes, they were told that they were impressed.
Now, tell me how did you present this information? What tools did you use?
We used the tools that we were showed in class. The Ohm's Law reel. The Ohm's Law wheel mostly. I personally showed them how to fill out the Ohm's Law table. And my partner, Nathan, he showed them how everything worked, whether it was constant, additive, all that. And over here is Joaquin.
Joaquin, okay. Well, who's Joaquin? Which one's Joaquin? Joaquin, what is your goal in life? These are very shy, bashful people here.
My goal in life is I want to be an architect, but from taking that class, I noticed that I need certain electrical classes, and while in the project we did, my part was personally, I was talking about series circuits and how they work.
Okay. What is your position in the club here?
I'm just...
No, you're not just. What is your... You're an active member?
Yeah.
What grade are you in, sir? So you have this year, and then what is your goal in the 2 years you're going to be here?
I want to maybe go up in a better position.
To do what? What is your goal? I guess my question is, how are you going to take this to go reach whatever that goal is?
Well, I'm going to learn especially the things I need to be an architect.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay. Fine. Anybody else is really, I know they're all super cool, but.
Pedro.
Where's Pedro? Don't be bashful. All right, Pedro, introduce yourself, and I think Mr. Klein has a question for you.
Yes, Pedro, you'll be involved with housewarming this year, which is not new to you, but and as you go to compete at the regionals at Skills USA, tell me, what do you want Mr. Klein to do for you, and how we use it to for your career as possible?